Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The lovely Monique joins us now. Monique, how are you, Pungin?
Good morning, my sweetness. How you doing, baby?
Monique, I got to tell you, can I tell you my beef that I've had with you? You should let me argue with Netflix for you. You've been so popular that I've been trying to get you on this goddamn show for years. But every time you come to the improv, you sell out. So you're like, I ain't getting up early to do no radio. I am a longtime fan of your comedy since the first time I saw you on Queens of Comedy. I heard you talking about butt stuff. That is the funniest goddamn thing I've ever seen.
But was it true?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't say nothing but the truth, baby.
Well, Monique is a very funny comedian, but as you know, has been in the news. Everybody. This is a time where everybody's taking a stand. Everybody's fighting for their rights, for their equality. And Monique has taken on the giant with Netflix. And how has it been going? How has the reaction been?
You know, I would say it's going absolutely wonderful because I'm on the air right now talking to my brothers and sisters like you.
Well,
this information has traveled all over the world because whenever it's inequality, it's a conversation that must be had. So it's going beautiful.
But you know how when things happen, it's like a game of telephone. You do something and then by the time it filters down to us, this is how it was. Last week, the story was Monique is mad because she's not getting as much money as Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle. And that's not the case, correct?
That's not the case. I'm not mad with them. I just wanted to say to Netflix, as the vice president of comedy, Robbie Prawl, he said, Monique is a legend. Well, if Monique is a legend, and you have guys there that are legends, that you said are legends as well, why would my pay be so different? And why would my pay be $19.5 million different than my brothers Chris Rock and Dave, and $12.5 million different from my sister Amy?
Yeah, and now, so what do you think would have been an appropriate amount of money? Because they offered you only $500,000.
Yes.
So so if they would have said like $5 million, would that have been good?
Well, we could have started having some conversations.
Yeah.
But when you understand the $500,000 they did offer me, baby, they came back with, and we're not open for negotiation.
So then at that point,
someone would say, why not?
Don't you negotiate at that point? Then you just go, well, then F you. I'm taking it somewhere else. Hulu needs some content, too.
Oh, see, here's the beautiful thing. Who says we're not taking it somewhere else? Right. However, we had to shine a light on this inequality right now.
Yeah. And have you heard anything from Amy Schumer about this? Has she responded?
I'm not talking to my sister Amy yet. No, I haven't seen a response from my sister yet.
I have to tell you, I don't know her very well, but we've had her on the show a couple of times. I have a feeling Amy Schumer would say, good, go get as much money as you can. I would think that she'd want you to make as much money as you can.
You know, I think my sister would say the same thing as well, because when she was offered $11 million and she went back to Netflix and said, you know, Dave and Chris got $20 million and I shouldn't get what they're getting because they're legends. However, I should get more. You know, folks rallied behind Amy, said she's absolutely right. Let's give her more. So I agree.
So then,
I don't think that she would see where this was a problem.
I think the problem, though, is just because the legend status doesn't make it where they're going to pay you because of how popular, like Pat Cooper isn't getting a Netflix special, but he's a legend in comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think Pat Cooper should be getting $20 million or $25
million? Well, baby, it depends on what Pat Cooper's resume looks like. Like, I can't speak on Pat Cooper because I don't know what Pat Cooper has done. So that would be unfair for me to say, oh, this is what Pat Cooper should or should not get. So I can't speak on anyone else. I can only speak on what I believe my worth is. And when you put all of our resumes side by side and you say, well, guys, what is it that they've done that she hasn't done? And when no one can answer that question, you then begin to say, well, make it make sense.
Yeah. I have to tell you, even if you don't I kind of like, though, in the beginning, Monique, I'm going to be honest. Last week when we first heard the story, we were like, Monique's crazy. She's not going to get 20. She's not going to get the same money. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. And well, and I like you. I think you're a very funny comedian. You're an Academy Award winner. You did a great performance. But in my mind, I was like, she's crazy. But then you think about it, and if you don't speak up, like Amy Schumer went back and spoke up and said, how dare you insult me with this? Why shouldn't you say the same thing? And then even if you don't get at least you move the movement forward. You move that needle up to where they ain't going to offer lowball anybody $500,000 anymore.
Well, here will be the question. And let me be clear about this.
Yeah.
What Amy got, she deserved. What Chris got, he deserved. What Dave got, they deserved. They are my brothers and sisters in comedy. And what they got, they deserve. But what happens is when you start seeing the numbers and they're so far apart, you have to say, guys, at what point do we make some noise? And people have asked me, like my brother Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
He said, Mo, you're right. And I know you're not lying, but could you have done it a different way? And I said, Steve, we tried it a different way ad nauseum. However, at what point do we stand?
Yeah,
what point do we say, this has gone too far, y'all, and we've got to make a stand? Because I'll ask you, my sweet brothers, as y'all sit behind those microphones, tell me the one female comedian that's black or of color that's gotten the paydays like Amy Schumer, like Tina Fey, like Melissa McCarthy, like Ellen DeGeneres, like Rosie O'Donnell. Tell me that one that's gotten the same paydays that they've gotten.
To quote my friend Steve Harvey, Mo, you're right. I mean, she's right when you put it that way. Name a black comedian, black female comedian, that has gotten the payday that the white lady comedians have gotten.
And there's none.
I'm trying. I'm racking my brain. I'm trying to call you on one.
Rap it, baby.
Yeah, no, I got it. I mean, think about it. Listen, I have to tell you, I've come, I think, a long way this year in discussing things of race, because when Colin Kaepernick took a knee, I was like, screw him. He gets paid millions of dollars to play football. He's disgracing the man. But I think more and more as it went on, I don't know if I necessarily agree with it, but I understand it a lot more now. And last week I was like, Monique is ridiculous if she thinks she's going to get $28 million. But now I understand what you're saying. It's not about getting the $28 million. It's about getting paid an equal share to what the other people that are of your caliber are making. And that seems pretty logical now. I wasn't expecting to have this conversation with
you. What about setting up this structure, Monique? What about?
I want to say something to my baby that just got finished talking.
Okay, go ahead, baby.
Because it's important. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for being brave enough to say, you know what, Mo? I felt this way about it. But then after I thought about it, now I understand exactly where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And what happens is oftentimes people don't want to take out the time to really think about it. Like when you talk about my brother Colin Kaepernick and what he did, when you took the time to think about it and you said, wait a minute, I'm not a black man. But there are black men every day that's getting beat and brutally beat and in front of their children and their families. How would I feel if I was a black man and I had to deal with that on a daily basis? So I appreciate you saying, Mo, I did feel that way. But once I really thought about it, I now agree with what you're saying. So I know you brothers are in support of us boycotting Netflix for inequality. Come on and say it.
Oh, I don't know. They got some good shows. If it may, how about this? How about this? I'm going to give all my friends my password. How about that? Just a little bit, help a little bit. This way, now only one person pays.
What about this, Monique? Now, you don't have to do this, and I'm not saying that you should have to do some sort of gimmick. You know, you think you deserve the money. Okay, then, you know, hold out, and hopefully you get the money, whatever. But what if you were to say, okay, give me the $500,000, and if I get X amount of views, then you guys have to kick in $25 million.
Well, but she shouldn't have to work like a trained animal.
No, I'm not saying she shouldn't have to do that.
That's good.
Yeah, right? Because you know people would get behind you.
What's my baby's name that's talking to me
right
now?
That's Galvin.
Hey, Galvin.
Hi, I just worked the deal for you.
Let me address that, Galvin, because you make a great point, and I want to give you a little bit of history.
All right.
See, when it comes to black women in Hollywood, we're always told we'll get them on the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So just do this one, and we'll get them on the next one. But then you have to get to a point where you have to draw your line in the sand. And you have to say, guys, I can no longer wait for the next one. Because if you know our history, Gavin, her name was Moms Mabley. Mm-hmm. And she was waiting on the next one.
She didn't get the next one.
Her name was Shirley Hemphill, and she was waiting for the next one. So no, baby, what I cannot do is keep buying the same BS. Well, maybe if you do this, we'll get him on the next one. Well, how much more do I have to do?
I
get it.
I'll be honest.
Oh,
with
I'm
you.
Saying put it in the contract.
Yeah. You're making a lot more sense now than I really thought. That I was really worried that we were going to talk to you today and you were going to be like, I hate those people. But no, this has worked out a lot better. This is Monique. If you have not seen Monique, Google her, watch her on YouTube. She's an extremely funny comedian. She's a great actress, and she's coming here to the Tampa Improv, a place she's played before and has never come on the show, which breaks my heart a little bit, but I feel like together we were...
Let me tell you something. From here on out, baby, anytime I'm in Tampa, the next time I'm in Tampa, I'm coming in person to person.
How about
have my word.
What about this, though? I understand that I've seen your husband with his abs and all that stuff. But you guys are a little frisky. You guys do a little open stuff. What do you think maybe next time you come here, maybe me and you go out to a little dinner or something?
Well, let me answer that for you because you make a great point.
Mm-hmm.
See, when we came out 11 years ago and I said I was in an open relationship,
right.
I was in a different place. And I felt like whoever made the money made the rules. And I could do what I wanted to do, baby. Okay, I went to the Oprah Winfrey University of Empowerment and Independency. So because I do make the money, I can tell. And then I had to find out that I was dealing with a king.
Oh.
So though we're still in an open relationship, and what that means is me and that man is open to telling each other every and all. And not taking no secrets to the grave. So for me to go out to dinner with you, I would have to decline the invite because, again, I'm with a king, baby. And when you with a king, can't nobody compare to it.
How about this? Will you call my wife and tell her?
Come on, give it to me.
Call my wife and tell her I'm a king. Tell her to make me call me a king. What do I got to do to be a king in my house?
You know what you got to do to be the king in your house, brother?
More than 7 minutes of lovemaking. Oh, I'm feeding the family. Monique, you should see. I got a big house. My wife drives a Mercedes, and they don't work. I should be the king.
It ain't even about that, baby. It ain't even about your stuff. Mm. It's about when you walk in that door, does she get butterflies in her stomach because she knows she got somebody as her protector. It's about when you walk through that door, and she look at her man, and she say, you know what? When all else is going bad, that one right there, uh-huh. He got us. See, that's what I got.
When I walk.
It makes me smile just thinking about him.
When I walk in the door, she says she gets butterflies in her stomach, and then she goes, no, wait, that's nausea. It's totally different. Totally different feeling.
Well, she might be pregnant, sugar. No.
Oh, no. God, no. Please. Listen, I'm very happy that we got a chance to talk to you today. What else? What other stuff are you working on? Are you going to do? Are you doing any movies or anything right now?
You know what? I am getting ready to do a stage play. And when I tell y'all, baby, the stage play is called The Neighborhood Barbershop.
Oh, boy.
When Love Fades. And when I tell you, listen, it's not a gospel play. That's all I can tell you. Because you know if they ask me to be in it, I got to be able to say spicy words.
Right, right, right.
It's one of them kind of plays that will have you tinkling in your seat. So if you're over 40 and you're an older girl, put your Depends on, baby, because you don't want to miss not one word of it.
Because over 40 ladies leak as it is.
Mm-hmm.
So if Monique's squeezing it out of them with humor, that would be even worse. Listen, I
love you, baby.
Yeah, good luck to you. I hope you get paid like a champ. I really do. You deserved it, and congratulations on all your success.
Thank you, brother. And if y'all want to get any more of this information, please, you and your listeners, go to Monique and Sydney's Open Relationship at radio.com, and we really give it to you in full detail.
Because he's a king, that's why. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Monique.
Because he's a king. Thank you, my baby.
Have a great
thank
day.
You, Gavin.
Bye. No, thank you.
Bye, Shug.
Bye. Gavin, you're the
Gavin.
Best.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.